Later this week, the White House will unveil its much-anticipated energy policy. The issue is one in which Vice President Dick Cheney has played an important role. In fact, as NPR's Don Gagne reports, the relationship between this vice president and his boss is one with few precedents.
By all accounts, Vice President Dick Cheney is a very busy guy. Of course, that in and of itself doesn't really set him apart from those who've held the job over the years, says Joel Goldstein, the author of the book The Modern American Vice Presidency.
What's unusual about Cheney is the visibility of the busyness and the fact that he's not only very busy, but he's very busy with very important projects, presidential sorts of projects, and that they're not trying to hide it.
Take the president's energy task force. With rolling blackouts in California and gasoline prices skyrocketing in much of the rest of the country, Mr. Bush put Cheney in charge of coming up with a blueprint for a national energy policy. And he's been out talking about it. Take this speech in Toronto, where the vice president generated a good bit of controversy by downplaying the role of energy conservation.
Already some groups are suggesting that government should step in to force Americans to consume less energy, as if we could simply conserve or ration our way out of the situation we're in. Now, conservation is an important part of the total effort, but to speak exclusively of conservation is to duck the tough issues. Conservation may be a sign of personal virtue, but it is not a sufficient basis all by itself for sound, comprehensive energy policy.
Perhaps responding to immediate criticism from environmental groups and from members of Congress after that speech, Cheney and other voices in the administration have since been stressing that conservation will play a significant role in their energy policy. But at the same time, Cheney argues that it is critical that new sources of energy be found, thus the promotion of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, and the call for the construction of new power plants, including, as heard in this Cheney interview this past Tuesday on CNN, nuclear power, another controversial topic.
One of the great ways to deal with greenhouse gases is nuclear power plants. And if we go forward in developing these 1,300 new plants we think we'll need over the next 20 years, some of those probably ought to be nuclear. We get 20% of our electricity today from nuclear power. There's no reason why we can't increase that.
Cheney's White House portfolio has been well documented. Actually, it started last year when then-Governor Bush picked Cheney to help him select a running mate. Then, Vice President-elect Cheney was put in charge of the transition in November. Once in office, he was named to head the Energy Task Force. He plays a role in the restructuring of the U.S. military. And just this week, he was named by the president to oversee the nation's ability to respond to a terrorist attack within U.S. borders. Joel Goldstein points out that the American vice presidency began to change with Walter Mondale, who had a weekly lunch with President Carter and an active voice in policymaking. And now with Dick Cheney's high profile, the role of the vice president is elevated beyond where it was even with Al Gore, who had previously been considered the most influential VP ever. Goldstein says that does put a certain pressure on future presidents to make sure their vice president has substantive tasks to perform.
Certainly, in the next vice president, if he's not asked to direct the transition, the media certainly will question the president-elect as to why his vice president isn't playing the role that Vice President Cheney is. And it does create a real a potential problem if expectations are such that a future president would feel that he needs to ask the vice president to perform roles that he wouldn't otherwise want him to perform.
President Bush, after all, likes to delegate. The next president may not. Dick Cheney's role is a product of his own resume, but also that of the president's. And Cheney's position is somehow enhanced by his own perceived lack of ambition to one day be president himself. Regardless, the days of the vice president being reserved for state funerals and other strictly ceremonial functions will not return anytime soon. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.